bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes, on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Matt Michalowski. The Arizona Supreme Court has ruled that the state can enforce a 160-year-old law to ban abortion for all stages of pregnancy. It is yet another push against the Medical Act in a post-Roe v. Wade America. Although there is no timetable for when the law can be enforced, it may take anywhere from a few weeks to at least a few months. Arizona State Republicans are taking what many see as a surprising stance against the ruling, with State Representative Matt Gress quoted by The Guardian saying, "This decision cannot stand. I categorically reject rolling back the clock to a time when slavery was still legal and we could lock up women and doctors because of an abortion." Senator T.J. Shoup is also quoted saying, "Today's Arizona Supreme Court decision reinstating an Arizona territorial era ban on all abortions from more than 150 years ago is disappointing, to say the least." According to the Associated Press, Planned Parenthood said it will continue to offer abortion services up to 15 weeks for at least 2 more months, in line with the agreement in the related case not to immediately enforce a near-total ban if upheld by the Arizona Supreme Court. The parents of a teenager who killed 4 students in Oxford, Michigan, have been sentenced to prison. James and Jennifer Crumbly were sentenced to 10 and 15 years, respectively, just weeks after being convicted for manslaughter. This is the first time parents have been held criminally responsible for a mass shooting by their child. Both James and Jennifer apologized to the victims' families who were in attendance during the sentencing and provided their own statements on their son's actions. The victims' families provided their own impact statement, stating that the Crumblies continued to deflect the blame for the actions of their son, and that those actions have caused ripple effects due to James and Jennifer's failures to act. Former NFL player Terrell Suggs has been arrested on Tuesday in Arizona for assault. TMZ reports that the arrest stems from an incident in March in which Suggs got into a verbal argument with an individual at a Starbucks drive-thru and brandished a handgun upon leaving. The man who Suggs had words with reported the incident to authorities shortly after and is said to have the entire altercation taped on a dash cam recorder. Suggs has yet to comment on the matter officially. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Matt Michalowski.
Thanks for tuning in to The Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out The Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.